Last month, the state's Prison Relocation Commission announced its final three choices for the proposed site change of the Utah State Prison. Eagle Mountain, Tooele, and Salt Lake area elected officials and residents are now voicing opposition to the selection of their areas for consideration. Tooele Mayor Patrick Dunleavy says relocating to the area will stifle Tooele and Grantsville's economic future, taking away valuable land from planned future developments. He also says the city was not amply consulted before Tooele's placement on the relocation list went public.
Had most of the information on these sites been put out at the beginning of the process so we could go through this, it would have precluded a lot of wasted time and a lot of money spent by the state, because all of these issues that are being brought up now could have been brought up before.
Dunleavy told media he was offended that officials wanted to create economic development opportunities in Draper City at the expense of opportunities in Tooele. Eagle Mountain Mayor Christopher Pengra says relocating the prison to the Utah County town will lead to the same conditions that prompted the move from Draper.
We are bigger than Draper was at the time when the prison was located there. In Eagle Mountain, there's already people in much closer proximity, and we're one of the fastest growing cities in the state of Utah. So that's from the state perspective. We'd be looking at another prison move within 30 years. And I just don't think that makes sense when we're talking about spending hundreds of millions of dollars.
Pengra says city officials oppose the suggested relocation to their area because of transportation and infrastructure issues, as well as their distance from Salt Lake. Public rallies against the proposed prison relocation sites have been held at various locations. Dunleavy says public opinion against the relocation is strong and unwavering, and he says it will stay that way even if the Tooele site is chosen. In December, the Prison Relocation Commission decided the new location will not be selected in the 2015 legislature session. With Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.